Blog Talk Radio.
Get up! Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's the rhythm and the praise of the saints of God as we lift our hands, lift our voice, and lift our hearts in praise to Almighty, Omnipotent Yahweh God, the great I Am, the Ancient of Days, the Eternal One, the Alpha and the Omega. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience. That's dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator, God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, body, and soul be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life that starts the moment you accept Jesus Christ. He's our only hope in life for a lost, dark, and dying world. Blessings to each one of you, beautiful soul. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. If you have been a regular supporter in this program, you already know what you're about to get into. That's going to be some fire hot gospel praise and worship, just like we was in church. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you, and you too can be a victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not a respected person. He's not like us. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. Goes right there. We will be in worship for our spiritual uplift from the book of Psalm, 84th number, chapter 84, number, verse 4. 5 and 12 will be our reference, where the psalmist King David is praising God for the wonderful gift of fellowship with Him. How full of effervescent joy and ecstatic euphoria he feels and shares, knowing that the gates of heaven has been opened wide for all who truly believe. That's you and I. We celebrate this great truth now while we live on earth, being energized as we evangelize and minister as Holy Spirit God leads us until our departure to this wonderful heavenly home. Don't you know that is truly a blessing? So we're going to be talking about blessed from Psalms 84th number, verse 4, 5, and 12. My special guest is here. He is CEO of Life Love Ministries. He contacted me, just like I always ask you, people of God, contact me if you want to get on this platform so that we can let you do what you do and let the world know who you are. Talking about man of God, Robert Lee Jackson Jr. is here, and he's going to share his experience. He's going to share his wisdom and knowledge in the form of the restoration of a man, woman, soul, mind, heart. And then we're going to talk about relationships too, because, you know, this time of year, it's a struggle for some of us dealing with the holidays when family and festivities all get together. But sometimes it is a difficult, difficult time for many of us. So we're going to talk about it, and we're going to trust God to bring the necessary healing. We are in for a wonderful time in God, as always. So why don't you call a family member, friend, co-worker? Why don't you call somebody that's in your spirit right now and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is truly indeed, he is truly indeed back on the airwaves to give God his just due praise and to nurture you in this Christian way of living. Holy Spirit God, we thank you for overseeing this ministry, for overseeing our lives, that the words of our mouth and the edification of our heart be acceptable in your sight, as you like the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, 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 fire.
God did it, I admit it. If you were tired of his, then you get it.
My Lord, my Lord, man of God, Miguel, setting it off hot on this fire, fire, fire gospel experience. All I want is you, God, because I am a firm believer that once I have possession of all of who you are, your knowledge, surrendering and submitting to your ways, dear God, I believe that you love me so much that you said, if I seek ye first your kingdom and the righteousness of your kingdom, that you'll bless me with all those things I need. I may even get some few things that I want because you are such a wonderful, loving God. Thank you, man of God, Miguel. Yes, yes, yes. I agree. Amen. All we want is you, dear God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for receiving us as the ultimate gift of gratitude. We give ourselves back to you as a holy consecrated offering. Thank you, Brother Miguel. Woo, that blessed my spirit. I'm ready to introduce my special guest. Man of God is here, and he's coming full force, and we just believe that this man of God has come here on Holy Ghost assignment. He's come here, we believe, to do a ministerial assignment and work on this fire gospel experience. He will let you know he's about the business of exposing Satan. The Bible says, be not ignorant of his devices. He is all about helping people heal and helping people understand the true meaning of love. Particularly so, we talk about God's love. And yes, there is a love down here, but we got to get that vertical love straight so that we'll be able to love appropriately horizontally. Coming out of Schaumburg, Illinois, he is a married man of God, married to woman of God, Gina Jackson, and originally my homeboy from Detroit. Yes, Lord, I can't get away from my people in Detroit. I love them, love them, love them. I don't care where I go. Detroit is always with me because it's just running in my veins. You understand what I'm saying? So without any further ado, my special guest, man of God, Robert Lee Jackson Jr. is right here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, he's here. Man of God, Robert Lee Jackson Jr., welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How you doing, good brother?
Doing okay, brother. Appreciate that. And yes, wherever we go, we got Detroit in our vein. But now we are men of God, and we have more of God in our vein than anything else.
Amen, amen. Hey, I say that because, listen, I was in the military and in my early 20s,
so
years ago. Hey, we just running the same path of life, for real. And hey, guys in the room talking about, when I told them I was from Detroit, it started groaning and moaning and looking at me with slanted eyes. I heard about you Negroes from Detroit.
Yeah.
I heard about you. I'm like, here we go. I was like, what you talking about, man? What you heard? I heard y'all like to steal, and I heard y'all like to fight. So we known around the world for cutting people's throats, carjacking them, and breaking in their house and all kind of stuff. And see, you and I both know that the devil is a lie. Because, see, I speak on Detroit to let everybody in the world know that, yes, Detroit, just like a lot of big cities, is a tough place to grow in. You got to watch your front, back, sides, middle. You got to feel trouble coming before it get to you. God is our covering.
Yep.
But I let people know that there are some saved, sanctified, born again, beautiful people in Detroit. And I always like to acknowledge us from Detroit because we got so overlooked by all the criminals that's in Detroit, like we didn't even exist. So, good brother, I am just happy and excited to have you here. Thank you for your joy-filled spirit. I thank you for your ministry, which we're going to talk about. The healing and restoration ministries for the people, be they unsaved, saved. I believe God has just flagged you and pulled you out of the flock to be one of the ones that have that loving ministry of care, concern, and helping people find not only themselves, but find their calling in God as well. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. Whatever in life you'd like to start, introduce yourself, Brother Robert Lee Jackson, to all the listeners out there.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you having me on your show, man. I really do. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to get to the nitty-gritty of what I believe is important that people might want to know about me. But my journey really began after 27 years of marriage that turned into a divorce. It destroyed me. It broke me. I was a proud thing for me to say I was a husband and father. And I moved out, moved into my little studio apartment, no furniture, no refrigerator, sleeping on the floor. I was shocked that it actually happened. And then I began to experience loneliness, and then the loneliness turned into anger to the point where I was left feeling hate towards women. I mean, I hated women with a passion.
I couldn't sleep.
I had to take sleeping pills. And I would have full-blown arguments with my ex. Broad daylight, wouldn't have any control over it. I'd just be in a full-blown argument for about 15 minutes before I realized I had done it again. God finally delivered me and gave me peace, and that peace allowed me to sleep. And then that sleep, in turn, God opened the door for joy. And then that moved me to a next level journey where I thought I was ready for, and I thought I was ready to start dating, but I wasn't. I was doing it all the wrong way, doing it the worldly way. And then I remember I broke up with a young lady that I thought we would get married to, and it failed. And I asked God on the job about 3 o'clock in the morning, why is it that women hurt so long and so deep? And God answered, and it was the turning point for why I do what I do today. And in that instant, I felt pain shoot through my entire body. Now, I'm on the job, on a military base. I'm ex-military. Everybody doesn't know that. I fall to my hands and knees. I go to yell out. Nothing comes out of my mouth. I can't stand up. I'm mortified. I'm embarrassed. And there's tears rolling down my face, and I don't know why. I had to crawl behind a rack in my office to hide. And I was back there for about 7 to 8 minutes trying to stop the tears from coming down my face. And I tried everything. When it finally stopped, I was sweating. And God said to me, what you just felt was a single teardrop from a crying woman who has been struggling with men who took abuse. He said, you didn't feel the whole pain of the whole teardrop. He said, you just felt a single splatter from that teardrop.
That's amazing.
And when he said that, an awareness came over me about the struggle that women go through. And then the last thing he said to me was, protect my daughters. And I thought at the time, I said, God, that's impossible. That's a God job. Protect your daughters? And I said, that's a God job. So I couldn't handle that for a few months. And then one day I ended up signing on Facebook. And then I wrote a post, and it was called, I Hate You. And I was still sort of writing out my emotions. And it was my story about my struggle with dealing with my divorce and dealing with the struggles I was having with women. And I sat on that post for almost a week because I was afraid to press the enter button. Because I knew, or at least I felt like, if I did, then women was going to go crazy. They was going to tell me, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. You ain't a woman. You never can experience what we experience. You never will. You know, and I was just afraid of all the backlash. And so I finally decided to do it. And when I sent it out, I left it. I hit enter, turned my computer off, and I walked away. I didn't come back online for a couple of weeks. And I had forgot about it. I just happened to come back online because my uncle asked me he said he sent me something, and he wanted me to check it out. And when I went online, that's when I saw all these messages, responses from women who were just so uplifted by that message. And that was not my intention at all. That's when the light bulb came on. This is how I can protect God's daughters. So at the time, and I still do, I teach women about how to protect themselves from men who would who lack godly integrity. And I talk about healing from broken relationships, restoration. I talk about some of the truths that men don't like to talk about, the hidden truths that men, So, and women, I talk to women about the mistakes they make in dating, the things that you do to help a man to break your heart. And I relate everything to the scripture. So, and I try to keep everything as real can be, and as biblically based as I possibly can. And that's been my journey ever since, you know. I'm not ordained in any way. I have just been, that's just my mandate from God. If I'd have had 100 things on the list that God said, pick 100 things you want to do for me, that would have never made my list to minister to God's door. Never, ever.
Yeah.
I've never been
yeah.
that confident around women. So, and then I find women, at that time I find women to be sort of too emotional. It's hard to understand them, things like that.
Mm.
So that I would have asked for that job. And then I hated women with a passion, so I thought God picked the wrong person. I was like, no, God, you got the wrong guy. You know, I don't hate him anymore, but I'm not that comfortable around women that you want to ask me to do that job. And it turns out to be that I was the guy. And it took me a long time to come to terms with I was that guy. So I finally stopped fighting it, and I actually just went full-fledged and just stepped fully into it. And here I am today. I wrote a book, it's an e-book, and it's called How to Date Without Offering Wifey Privileges. That's been a interesting factor. It's only 20 pages, but I meant for it to only be 20 pages. I wanted it to be read completely, so I had to stick to the meat of what the message was in the book. And I give it away freely. Sometimes people offer donations to pay for the book. I'm in the process of writing several other books. I haven't completed them. So, and now my ministry has kind of bled over into where I talk to men in regards to relationship, as well as married couples. So that's my story, man.
Okay. Listen, listeners, just to show you all how nothing is coincidental, how God is such a supreme orchestrator. Now, I just recently met this young man on Facebook, but he's talking like he's my twin. Because before we went live on the air, we both realized not only are we from the same city, but we ran the same streets. At the same time, we graduated from high school the same year. He's ex-military.
Yep.
I'm ex-military. He's been divorced.
Yep.
I've been divorced. He has gone through everything that he's gone through, and it was a dark valley, and so have I. And it's just amazing because he's written a book. I've written two books. And I'm saying that this is not coincidental. So my point is that there are people out there that God has prepared for us either to minister to, minister from, or minister with. And I'm speaking this prophetically because I had no knowledge that this was going to come out of my mouth right now. But I always approach God to feel free to step into this space that he's created for us, for people such as yourself, Brother Robert Lee Jackson Jr., and to all the people listening to this broadcast, because, see, God is the supreme orchestrator. I don't care what difficult time you're going through. I don't care how much you hated women. Guess who hated Christians and became the greatest evangelist in our time, except for the Lord Jesus Christ? Paul, he hated Christians.
Amen. Yep.
And God took what he hated, and he removed the hate, but he kept the energy of that hate. See, hate is just a vehicle, but the passion is the fuel that runs the vehicle. So what God did is he took Paul out of that vehicle of hate. He kept the fuel that he had, which was hate, removed him from that vehicle, and then transformed his life by putting him in a new vehicle called Jesus the Christ. So God has a way. And, good brother, I need to say this to you. You have been ordained. You have been ordained by God. When God told me, speak to my people, he said it twice after I had been out all night long, indulging in those things that was breaking my spirit, my mind, and my heart. And he said it twice, speak to my people, 20 years ago when I was at my absolute worst. And there's no way in the world I could have known the future that God had in store for me. So you are still a miracle.
Amen.
you are still operating in your miraculous redemption that God not only saved you and I, but he restored us. So if you don't mind, good brother, tell us about this process of restoration. Where does it begin? Because there's plenty of people out there that, not just because of the holidays, that are in need of restoration, need of healing. Where does our healing begin?
You know, that's not as much of an easy question as it seems, because restoration begins differently in everybody at a different place and different season of their life. I believe that restoration comes about, there is an area where we allow God to speak.
Okay.
Whether we are conscious of it or not, he's able to reach in and speak something on us that allows us to be awakened above and beyond the past pain, the past hate, mm-hmm. the past frustration, the past feeling justified for having this animosity towards pointing the finger at why my life is miserable today. Something
uh-huh.
takes place, and you can hear the Holy Spirit speak. It's a very small voice. It could be booming for some, but it's a slow process. It's a process
okay.
that takes place, and it's a process that's needed because if there's no real restoration, then the past can come back and haunt us. We've all, without the restoration,
good.
I believe
that's
that
good.
Without the restoration, we just sort of suppress our past hurts, mm. angers, fears, animosities. The restoration is a full house, mental, spirit, physical cleansing that's needed, so that when the past comes back, we can look it in the eye and smile and say in Jesus'
yeah.
name, you have no control, you have no power, you can't lay a conviction
on
me. You can speak my truth, and I'll take that truth of the worst times of my life, and I'll give
mm.
testimony, and it'll bless somebody else.
Yes, it
so
will.
It's you. We have to be open and willing, and I also believe that there's always somebody praying for us. My mother and grandmother was praying for me, and I believe those were impacting the added favor that I needed, the added protection that I needed, the added guidance despite me. Because in 2015, Ron, I was living on the street. I was living in my car.
Amen.
And at that, that was the worst and best
Ooh.
Time of my life.
Mm.
I've said it over and over again, that I would never change that. Because
okay.
what I do today yeah. is exactly what I was doing there in my car on my cell phone, and nobody knew it.
Mm.
Nobody knew that I was living in my car. Very, very few people knew about that.
Yeah.
And I would wake up in the morning in my car, and I would have moments where I would have so much joy, it just made me feel silly. And I thought, am I losing my mind? Am I cracking up? You know, is this really the joy? But I could not feel destitute, and I could not, God wouldn't allow me to feel woe is me.
Okay.
You know, and my registration was overdue by a year, a little over a year. I didn't have license. I didn't have registration. It was legal.
None of that.
I was driving around on faith. You know, I was working. I went from being an electronic technician, component level repair, television and radio, to working part time for AutoZone, delivering auto parts. It was a humiliating job. It was humbling, but I had some good experience with that, and God brought me from place to place to place. And I maintained myself. And it wasn't because of me. If it had been left to me, Ron, I'm telling you right now, I'd be out there living in the desert in Lancaster, California, talking to telephone calls. I really would.
Mm.
I had considered suicide on multiple occasions while I was, you know, homeless. I went from place to place, from somebody's living room, bedroom, from California to Las Vegas and back to California, and then found myself in Florida, married and divorced, found myself in Georgia, married and divorced. Now I'm living here in Illinois. And it's been a journey. And all those divorces nearly broke, nearly absolutely broke me. But God said, no. He said, go ahead, get your time of weeping. Get that out of your system. You got work to do. And I would wake up refreshed and ready to go. And today I still can't believe that I'm still doing what I'm doing. But I know for a fact that I wouldn't be had it not been for God.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. And the thing about it is when we're going through dark, difficult, trying, troubling days and times, our minds are so clouded with so many different mixed emotions. And we have no idea that God is actually perfecting us. It's all preparatory work for the ministry that he called us to. He had to take us through the fires of those circumstances. He used them just like he allows the devil to bring trouble, trials, and trauma our way, because God is like, I'm just letting the devil loose. He is still on the chain of my providential will. He can't do anything outside of what I allow him to do. And I'm allowing the devil to create trouble in our lives, to mold us, to shape us, to make us more humble. Because at the end of my darkest days, I have had an experience like Nebuchadnezzar, when he proudly exclaimed that he was above God, and then God touched him and he turned into a beast. The Bible says his nails grew like claws and his hair grew like eagle's feathers. Basically, he turned into a beast man, probably similar to the demoniac that Jesus restored from a legion of demons. I have had that experience for 30 days down in Cass Corridor. So when you talk about being homeless, I was down in Cass Corridor for 30 days. Sleeping wherever, eating wherever, it broke my spirit so much so that I cried out to God from my very, very soul. I had never prayed like that all them years of going to church, but boy, when I found myself on that street corner, 40 pounds underweight, with a habit that I couldn't break that was breaking me, thoughts of suicide started to seem like maybe a way out and a solution to end all this misery and pain and shame, humiliation and shame. So, brother, you and I are like Siamese twins. People don't understand that they say that everybody has a twin, and that doesn't mean necessarily everyone is going to be an exact lookalike. You may have somebody that has experienced the exact same life that you have lived. So, brother, I am just thrilled and encouraged by the work that you're doing. We're going to take a short music break, and then we're going to come talk a little bit about relationships, which is my key. Just also to want to let you listeners know that earlier today, I had the privilege of being on Clubhouse from a room, Truth Lives, which is founded by awesome woman of God, Dr. Victoria Dunstan, and she's given me the privilege on her platform. After she discussed her book, I was amazed by it, because her book, Truth Lives, 7 Steps to Overcoming Scandal, she says, why don't you come on this platform and talk about your book, Listen to the Men, Think for Yourself? And we were talking about, well, first chapter last week, we talked about boys to men, how men grow up, the things we process, the immaturity that seems to have a stranglehold on so many men. You all, you sisters, are wondering why men act the way we do. The truth of it is that the majority of men that are grown have not grown up, still carrying adolescent high school mentalities and ways. That's why y'all can't never reach them and connect, because you're actually dealing with an emotional adolescence that's in a grown man's body. Get the book. You'll see what I'm talking about. But today, we were talking about love versus lust. So when we come back after music break, man of God, let's break down. Let's talk about what love is, because I know that's one of your fortes and specialties. We're going to talk about what love is, because we know God is. We're going to talk about what we know God is love, but we're going to talk about breakdown. How can we facilitate the love of God? How can we understand the love of God? Because the two commandments that was given when the young lawyer asked Jesus, he said, what's the greatest commandments? And our Lord Jesus said, the greatest two is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul. And the other one is like unto it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. We're going to talk about it. But right now, woman of God, Anita Franklin, is going to sing this new musical project entitled Renewed Because of You. Don't you know you can be made brand new by putting your faith and trust and confidence in God Almighty?
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Amen, amen. This is Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach ministry. We're not just here just quoting scriptures and having these wonderful spiritual conversations that declare the truth and the integrity of God's holy word. But we are here reaching out to you, and you. If you know God, then we want you to be your best child of God. We want you to know what your assignments are. We want you to fulfill your calling and purpose in your God-ordained light. And if you listen to this broadcast and you're still wondering if all this Jesus talk is real, then we're appealing to your conscience through our testimony and through what we have experienced, not just theological knowledge, not just a head knowledge, not just quoting scriptures and telling you all these good biblical stories from ancient days gone by, way back when. No, we're telling y'all about miraculous things that have happened in our lives, that have transformed our lives here and now, and nothing else could have done it but God. We tried everything else. You're talking to people that live lives just like most people do, but we reached a point in our lives, Brother Robert, where God had made his presence so known. His calling and his wooing of our spirits were so pervasive and so overwhelming and so delightful to know that there was another option other than us trying to muster up all the strength that we could to try to live our best life on our own. And God is real. He is everything that he says he is. And the Bible says God is love. So let's talk about love. If you want to start talking about what determines God is love, and then we can talk about how we are to love one another. I'm going to turn it over to you so you can break down this characteristic as God's greatest attribute, which is love. What is love, good brother Robert? Tell us about it.
You know, Ron, I have talked about love more times than I can talk about, more times than I can remember, I should say. And one of the key things that I really feel like God make known to me to share with people, and that is there's two kinds of love. Now, usually when I say that, people just kind of freak out, like, what? And what I'm talking about is there's man-made love, and then there's God's love. And see, a lot of people, that's what we're usually pursuing after is the man-made love version. That's why when you hear people say love don't pay the bills, love don't feed you, love don't put clothes on your back. See, that's man-made love they're talking about. They're not talking about God's love, because God's love is about meeting our needs and even some of our wants. So, yes, if you're talking about man-made love, yeah, love that kind of love won't pay the bills. What also seems to be going on is that because of the sin nature, God's love seems to be less appealing because it doesn't seem to be as fulfilling and fast enough. So the sin nature is gravitating to being satisfied mostly by way of sight, sound, and sensual touch. And if the sin nature has to go through the Holy Spirit, it knows it's not going to be satisfied. So it's always going to bypass that because it's going to restrict and constrict those things, because God is very okay with sight, sound, and sensual touch. He gave that ability. Okay. He gave us that awareness. But when sin nature's involved, it defiles it. It takes away the purity, the sanctity. It removes sanctity of the marriage bed. It has no boundaries. And that's where lust takes place now. So now lust is an unsatisfied, unbridled sexual attention. It's never satisfied. It'll always seek out other avenues for satisfaction. So I tell women all the time, don't bring a man in your life by his libido. That's not what you want. He'll be loyal to the sexual side of you. But the part that you want him to be loyal to, you won't get. And because he came into your life by way of the sexuality, that's lust-driven. Yeah. So now you're not going to get any loyalty at all. He's gonna appear to be loyal to you sexually, but he's also going to, because of the lust that's involved and that he's wrapped in, he's going to be also sexually loyal to somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. And
yeah,
so,
yeah, come on.
And so... women are broken and confused by that, and God's word speaks very clearly. It says it's like a woman who who goes through much but don't learn the lesson. So I have women that will inbox me and say, I had this to happen, that to happen. Why did God allow that to happen? And I said, sister, God didn't allow it. You blocked God from, you blocked it from hearing what he was trying to tell you. It doesn't matter, Jesus. I believe, it doesn't matter how hard things are and no matter how horrific things are. God already knew. And if he is the loving God that he say he is, and I believe he is, he was already dealing to you an alternative path. But you didn't want to take that. You thought it was okay to take this path. So we have to go through that. And then, and Satan, when we go through that, Satan will tell you, see, you thought God really loved you. God ain't even real. If he was really the God that he says he is, would you think he really would have let that happen to you? Now you feel like, okay, well, God ain't about my business. He's not in the business of protecting me, so I got to protect myself. Now Satan got you in another fix because you think you can protect yourself. That's like an infant getting in the boxing ring with a professional boxer. You know, you are going to be misused, abused, and it's not even going to be a much effort at all on the demon's part because he don't come at you with one demonic spirit or presence. He comes at you with a multitude, and you go from being a man or woman of purity to being somebody who had their purity taken from them to now be someone who is defiled to now someone who's not only defiled but is broken, and now you are a tool that are the same person who broke you, destroyed you, defiled you. Now you're doing it to somebody else. You're perpetuating the lust impact, and your love idea, it to you is a dream. I have people say, I'd rather be light than love. That's a amazing and awesome lie from Satan. People think that being light is more important than being loved. I'm like, you've lost it. You've lost the concept of who God really is. The best part of a man is not his strength. It's not his intelligence. It's not his money. It's not his fame. It's not even his gifts and talents. It's his ability to operate throughout his life in love. That is a powerful, that is a strong, that is a solid living man who can live through life the love of who God is. That is the most powerful part, I believe, of who God is. Because if he didn't love us, first of all, he wouldn't have definitely gave up his son Jesus for our sin nature. Okay? And Satan stayed busy 24/7. He's always looking for a crack in our arm, constantly.
Amen.
So we have to stay prayed up. It's a challenge both for Christian and non-believers to stay on the right path. The Bible says, I desire to do what is right, but I can't do what is right, even though, you know, I continue to do what's wrong. It's a confusing aspect of how we are challenged every day, to live the life that God wants us to live. It's a challenge worth taking on because no matter how rich we are or how poor we are, no matter how wonderful life is or how horrible life is here in the living, if we have to go to hell, trust me, brother, it ain't worth it. Not none of it is worth it. You won't be able to have a case to explain to God on any level for any reason. So love is what we all need to be seeking, and we need to be seeking it by way of the love of God. And I tell women are always confused about what's love, how do I know if a man loves me? Give him less of your body and give him the love of Christ. Talk to him about the love of Christ. Show the love of Christ in the way you present yourself, how you talk.
There you go.
If a man doesn't love you the right way, he's not going to stick around. He's not. That's not what he wants from you. I tell a woman, all a man needs is four things: your respect, your time, your attention, and your prayers. A man that's coming into your life the right way, that'll be enough. But a man that wants you for your body, sex, take advantage of you, to him that's like, oh, that's fine, that's wonderful, but that's not what I really want.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why
one thing I've learned,
love aspect.
One thing that I've learned, good brother, and you summed it up so excellently, so eloquently, and so profound. One of the things that I notice about love is that love is mutual. It reciprocates.
Mm-hmm.
That means there are things that I do, just like our Lord Jesus said. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. So if you find yourself, ladies, men, wondering about if this person I'm interested in with, or if I understand what love is personally, even if I'm not in a relationship with somebody, I need to do the preparatory work so that if God does send somebody my way, I need to be able to understand what's going on right then. I don't need to try to figure what love is out on the fly, because you can find yourself getting abused, used, and mistreated very, very badly.
Yeah.
I found out that love is mutual and lust is singular. I hate to be so graphic, but a lot of times when people are involved in a sexual activity, 9 times out of 10, it's one-sided. And I don't have to go into no details. You all are grown. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If somebody's just just there for their own personal enjoyment, I'm saying this very, very poignantly so that people can understand what's going on. Because, see, we can get so caught up in the feelings that we miss glaring red flags that are right there in our face.
Yes.
And it's intentional.
Yes.
It's intentional.
Yes.
When Satan came against Eve, he appealed to her senses, just like you spoke about, Brother Robert, the eye test. He appealed to her lust of the eyes. He appealed to her pride of life. And sometimes that pride of life can have a negative perspective, meaning I've been so without that I'm seeking those things that I believe I'm missing, because what we're doing is we're trying to fill voids from the outside in, but God wants to restore us from the inside and then watch the outer manifestation of the healing appear. Healing starts on the inside. It doesn't start on the outside.
Amen.
It's nothing that we can put inside of us that's going to have a positive lasting effect that's on the outside. That's like when the Lord said that the scribes and the Pharisees, y'all running around with all these white robes, looking so righteous and holy. But on the inside, what did he say about the inside, Brother Robert? He said on the inside, y'all ain't nothing but walking graveyard, dead men bones. Amen. So we need to understand that God wants to do an inner work in us. And I'm going to say this and turn it back over to you, Brother Robert, so whatever Holy Spirit God has given you to share, I believe he's dropping in your spirit right now. What did our Lord Jesus tell the man that laid by the pool for 38 long years? He said, do you want to be made whole? So I believe that our restoration starts, Brother Robert, in our honest, ready, willing self-examination. After the woman
Amen.
That had the issue of blood had spent all that she had, and she was the worst. She finally decided, I
Amen.
Have no solutions. I have to go to the one who has the solutions for me, and that is God. Brother, we are in the
Amen.
Holiday season, and people, some people are having a very difficult time. Some people are still dealing with the loss of loved ones. June the 6th was a day that will forever be in my memory. I was walking through Walmart and I got a call from my daughter's phone, and it was not my daughter. And instantly, because that had never, ever, ever happened before, I knew something was not correct, not the same. And I'm walking through Walmart doing some shopping, preparing for my other daughters to come and visit me from Detroit to where I am now, Pinebluff, Arkansas, with the very tragic news that my oldest 35-year-old daughter has gone on to heaven. Now, I'm going to say this, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever have devastating news like that, ask people where they are first. Don't just drop heavyweight news like the death of a loved one on somebody and you not know what their situation is, because they could be driving a car and have a panic attack.
Yeah.
They could be so overwhelmed with grief that they may find themselves in a precarious situation at the reception of that news. So I'm leaning on my shopping cart with tears coming down my eye. Brother Robert, I'm still dealing with it because it's only been June. I have to live the rest of my days without my beautiful daughter, Jovan Antoinette Jefferson. And see, I'm not the only one. Not just the COVID virus, but just overall, the virus, social unrest, family unrest, holiday seasons where we're supposed to be so joy-filled and filled with love, some of us are feeling anything but. Some of us are feeling the reverse of what the so-called season is supposed to be about. We know it's about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but they want to celebrate Christmas without Christ, so they call it the season for giving. So, good brother, how can someone who finds themselves in a depressed state, maybe already, and maybe the holiday seemingly intensifies this depression because it sheds more light on the fact that they don't have what a lot of people either have or seem to have, and that's love. So what would you suggest someone that may be in the doldrums of, you know, feeling sad around this time of year? What suggestions would you give us?
Wow, brother, that is really a historically tough question because it's a difficult time. It really is. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor, a bishop, or evangelist, or what. If you're alone, you're alone. And nobody, we're not really, I don't believe that we were created to just be alone. And whether we're alone in flesh or not, we have not mastered the ability to understand that as long as Christ is with us, we are not alone. And we have to understand that presence of him is impacting. It gives us a peace. It gives us a joy. And I believe that when we're depressed, we open ourselves up to other things that add to the depression. So we have to stay away from allowing that depression. We don't want to entertain. That's another part that perpetuates. When we're depressed, we begin to entertain. Now it becomes bigger. And now we've become desperate. And in that desperate state, that's when we'll do things that we know we shouldn't do and we'll justify why we're doing it. You know, so I've heard people say, before you can learn to love somebody else, you got to learn to love yourself. And as wonderful as that sounds, if you don't know the love of Christ, you can love yourself wrong. So I tell people, before you can love somebody else, learn how to receive the love of God. Learn what that is. Then you can learn to love yourself the correct way. So when somebody else comes along, you don't have just this piece of paper with a list on it of what represents love. Because if you are going and if you're writing a list from an already tainted state, from a tainted past, a broken past, and you haven't completely filled, then your list is going to be tainted. You're going to put things on there that you think is important, and it's not. You're going to put attributes on there of what's a qualifier and what isn't a qualifier. And God is saying, that's not what's important. I'm going to shift just a little bit. I remember I was getting in messages from women saying, you know, why aren't you married? Why aren't you married? Why aren't you married? And I felt like I didn't need to be married because my financial status was just so out of order, so little. And I felt like I'm not going to bother trying to date anybody or even think about getting married till I get my money right. Once I get my money right, then I'll be ready to get married. And then I heard God say to me, so you think that you'll be ready to marry one of my daughters when you get some money? You think you'll be ready then? And I said, yeah. And he says, you missed it. He says, what my daughters need is a man who understands how to love my daughter. That's more important, more valuable than any type of income that he's had. Because I have ministered to and counseled with women who left men or had to run out of men's life and hide from men who were financially well off, rich even. And then when they finally get free of that relationship or that marriage, these women are saying, I don't care what a man's financial status is. I don't care if he's a janitor at an elementary school. As long as he loves me, that's what I want.
There you go.
And I try to get women to understand that. And while a lot of women think that that's not enough, you need a man who, if you're loving you, it's not going to pay the bill. Loving you, but you're talking about the wrong love. So right now we're going through this time of year. You got to really press in on having a level of satisfaction with the single time, the singleness in your life. It's not about the season of the holidays. It's about the season that you're going through in your own life. Focus on
that.
And that's still hard. As truthful as that is, that's still hard. I was single going through the holidays. I remember what that was like. It was not a good thing. But as I began to make myself aware, more aware of what it was that God was telling me that was important, then the holidays didn't matter. I could go out. It was a very, very common thing for me to go out to dinner on Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's by myself. I did that quite often, and it didn't bother me. I was grateful. I was more grateful with the fact that I had the finances to be able to go take myself out. Yes, did I want somebody across from me? Yeah, I wanted somebody across from me. I would have taken a total stranger to sit across from me just to have a conversation. But I just, I knew that what that would take me. We make some mistakes during the holidays, too. We want to play romantic music, watch romantic videos. You're making your situation worse. You're really making it worse. I've had moments where I've done that like on one song, just one song. Yeah. And then I'm all of a sudden it shifts my whole mood. So I try to stay away from that. You know, I'm married now, so, you know, from time to time my wife might play something. But it's different now. I'm married, so it's not a big deal. But when you're single, you have to be protective of your heart, because there's so much that your heart will release and can consume. So we have to be protected. And women are very susceptible to being taken advantage of by men. And it works the other way around, but generally speaking, it's a woman being the one being taken advantage. I had women tell me, why do you have to lie to me, Robert? Why couldn't he just simply tell me that all he wanted was my body? Why couldn't he be honest and say, are you really serious? He already knows that if he had told you that, you was going to say no. It wasn't about you. It wasn't about being honest. It's a man who's an opportunistic narcissist and who lacks the integrity for God, for the character, for the man of God, for Christ himself and the word of God, he can care less about being honest. He's going to tell you simply and only what he wants to tell you, what he feels like he needs to tell you to get him what he wants from you.
You're right.
So you have to be, as a woman, guarded. That I wrote a post, and I'm going to say this in the end. I wrote a post called, it was about a woman who kept calling the police because her house kept getting broken into. And she would call the police, and they would come. And then when they get there, they see that the front door was open, the window was open, the back door was open. And they come in, and they take the most precious things from her. And so she'd call them up and call them up. And the third time she called them up, he says, look, why you guys can't do your job? You're supposed to protect us. You're supposed to keep these criminals off the street. And they say, ma'am. Because every time we come here, you've always left yourself wide open to criminals. You made it easy for them to have access to your most precious things. When you came the first time, all the windows were open, all the doors were open. We told you to close those things. The second time you got robbed, you had the windows closed, but you had the doors open. The third time we came out, you had everything closed and even the front door, but you left everything unlocked. And you still blaming somebody else for why people keep breaking in your house. When are you going to learn to protect yourself? So that's how sometimes women can be. They don't do the right things to protect themselves, but they want to blame the perpetrator for taking advantage of them. And that's, I have women say to me all the time, Robert, you say all these things about women, what we should and shouldn't do to protect ourselves. We appreciate that. But what about the men? And I said, sister, you know how long women have been saying, what about the men? And it's never helped. It'll never help you. It's not going to do anything for you, saying, what about the men? The men are being ministered to. But God has ministered to me to minister to you about how to protect yourself, because you are the one that's being taken advantage of. But women, sometimes they can be, I don't know, for the lack of a better word, they can be a little lazy about wanting to go the extra mile to protect themselves. They want to be nurturers. They want to be loving. They want to give their love. And they're supposed to. But you're not supposed to give that to just anybody. You want to weed that through letting God tell you, this is a man worth giving that to. You want to be able to see that. It's got a tough time during the year. So it's about really pressing in on God.
Amen. Amen. When I asked you that question, your first response was that that's a tough question. And, yeah, that's because, like you said, we're living in tough times. So we have to ask these tough questions so that we can get the right and appropriate answers, because God has the answers that we need. And I just want to comment mm-hmm. off of something that you said, too. You know, some ladies have these so-called high standards, which is good. But some of them don't have realistic expectations. And you said that
there are
narcissistic, abusive men out there that are tall, dark, and handsome. And they got material things to lure women in. And the very things that's on their checklist is tall, dark, handsome, money, and house.
Yes.
And these are 9 times out of 10, not always, but the majority of these men that they say they want are the ones that are abusing them and taking advantage of them, because they have found out that they meet the highest requirements that women are looking for: tall, dark, handsome, smooth talking, got a nice car, nice home, and he's flashing money.
Yep.
So a lot of women, I'm going to say, are believing that they will be the one that will sweep him off his feet, give him sexual desires and pleasures that have outdone all of the others that are outdoing the other women that are given those same sexual pleasures and joys, and he will choose her over them. Why would he choose when he can have all of you all at his bidding?
Yeah.
That's what women don't understand. And also, too, let me say this, too, Brother Nan, if you want to comment on that, that's fine. I'm going to say to anybody out there that wants some sort of information on what to do in terms of dealing with your depression, do the opposite of what you normally do. If you used to just staying at home and locking yourself in the room and closing the door and pulling down the shades, open up those shades, get in there and put on your best outfit, freshen yourself up, and go find some volunteer work to do so that you won't let this lonely state have you yoked and bound mentally, thinking there's no hope for you. You got to give yourself some ventilation. Yeah. You got to give your mind something else to do other than be depressed. You have to inflate. And then 9 times out of 10, I would dare say that while you're outside your comfort zone, being a prisoner in your own home, guess who will be waiting for you? Guess who God has sent your way to cross your path? That will be the very person that will start the process of your healing. He will lead you to him. And then if you're having any doubts about it, don't take my word for it. Pray and ask God to send you somebody to help you. And then you get in touch with me with the report, because I already know God always has a ram in the bush. My good brother, I have thoroughly enjoyed you so much. I'm going to have you come back as soon as we can. It may not be until the first of the year, because I believe I'm booked up for the rest of the year. We just about run out of 2020 date, but I will certainly enjoy you just being a frequent special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience. If you have something burning in your spirit, yes, sir, if you have something burning in your spirit, and you say, oh, Lord, Brother Ron said I'd come back on this show, that'll be the time that I believe Holy Spirit God will want you to come back so that we can talk about what it is God has put in your spirit, so we put it out in the airways and on the internet and give God his praise, and then bless somebody with some truth, with some power, and with some positivity.
Let me say this real quick, Ron. You said something.
Go ahead. Come on.
I want the people. You just said something. I want to leave it on this note. What to do during the holiday time to save yourself from all that? Take that time to give to less people. People of less fortunate lifestyle. Use that to give. Take all that energy and go out and give of your time, give of your whatever God has blessed you with. That will minister to you mightily. You'll be so happy with yourself. You'll be so pleased with what's going on. You'll be too busy being filled with joy about that than to be worried about, because you ain't got a man, you ain't got a woman. Spend your holiday season giving to other people.
Amen. That's beautiful. Most cities have a soup kitchen. Most cities will have a clinic or hospital where you may be able to volunteer your time. And if you're in doubt, get in touch with your city officials and say, hey, I'd like to volunteer my time. Is there an organization that I can go to and then help somebody? You're so right, good brother. I appreciate that wisdom. That's going to help somebody find a new path so that they can get out of the things that have them bound, because it's nothing but a demonic trick to separate us from God and thinking that there's no hope. I lived it. I resorted to substance abuse to try to relieve myself from pain, and I understand that the enemy would love to have us trapped into thinking that there is no way out. Good brother, I believe that there are going to be some ministers out there. I believe that there is going to be some listeners out there that are going to be so impressed with this interview that they're going to want to get in touch with you for either personal mentoring or maybe come to their church or program or event and come and speak and share. Is there a number or a link or information where you could be reached? And then as well as your social media contact so that we can continue to follow you and support you on social media. And I know you mentioned about a book that you said you normally give away. If you'd like to make that available to the listeners, tell us where your book can be purchased or how it can be appropriated.
Okay. Absolutely. I'm wide open for whatever ministries that a church may feel that my calling fits, you know, their event. My number to reach out to me is 951-220-5067. You can call me anytime. I do work full time, so mostly available in the afternoons or weekend. My Facebook page, and it's kind of a common name, but you have to spell it all the way out, and you'll find me. It's Robert Lee Jackson Jr. And you'll see a picture of my wife and I embracing each other on our wedding day. And the background is a copy of the cover of the book, How to Date Without Offering Wifely Privileges. It's a 20-page e-book. If you'd like a copy, just inbox me. I give the book away free. If you'd like to donate, that's perfectly fine. But I'm not pressed for donations. There was a time when I wasn't working. My life isn't, I'm not rich or anything like that, but somebody, God meant to somebody to give something, that's perfectly fine. God bless you for doing that. But I'll be more than happy to just give it to you free. Just inbox me or send me your email address and I'll send it to you. All I ask in return for the most part is just your feedback on what do you think of the book, because I'm writing in volume 2 and I'm just doing some upgrades and some modifications so that this won't be a full book. So any ideas, I would love to hear some feedback in regards to that.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm putting in my request for my copy right now, and I'd like a print copy. Just let me know what I need to do, and I'll be more than happy to make a financial offering, because I know how it goes. People look at us, save folks, and they think that everything should automatically come free, but I'm understanding that the Bible declares that when you give a loan or a gift to those that are in need, you're actually lending for the Lord, and the Lord will replenish you. So we have to get into a spirit of giving, because that is the one of the most essential characteristics of our God. He is a giver. The old folks used to say all the time, you can't beat God giving. No matter how hard you try. Yes, I sang in the choir too. So listen, brother, I appreciate you, man of God. We are going to continue to support you. Like I said, my prayer for you is that God will continue to open more doors for you so that your ministry can flourish and so that God will look upon your life with so much favor. He just bless your socks all the way off your feet down
to
your toe bones.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
And then
and
you
same
just
to you,
have
brother.
To go.
Same to you.
I appreciate that. And then guess what? You're going to have to just go and run and tell somebody all over again about how good our God is. I appreciate you, man of God.
Amen.
Looking forward to having you come back as soon as you can. First of the year, I want to see you come back on this Fire Gospel Experience. Let's work it out, good brother.
Amen. You can do.
Amen. That is man of God. He is CEO of Life Love Ministries. Y'all heard this man ministering so much truth. Man of God, Robert Lee Jackson Jr., what a blessing he was and is to the body of Christ on this Fire Gospel Experience. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Y'all know that man of God was speaking some sanctified truth, man. He gave me some tips and some pointers, man. I promise you, I am going to use that information right now. I ain't going to wait till something drastic happens, man. I'm going to put that in the front of my thing to do list. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Here is man of God. Since we're talking about being blessed, we're going to talk about being blessed. Psalm number 84, 84th division, chapter 84, verses 4, 5, and 12. We're going to talk about what it means to be blessed. But we've been talking about healing. We've been talking about restoration. Ah, listen to this. Just to show y'all how God be working. This man of God, David Frazier. They just sent me this new music. And guess what it's talking about? It's talking about the healing song.
In the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed.
By the authority and the power, the name of Jesus Christ.
Let the glory be healed.
Let the
name of God
be
healed.
Everyone sick will be healed.
You check your hand on the sick and the child recover.
In Jesus' name.
God, we need you.
Let us now be
give you glory, we give you praise. What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
Janice Gaines on this Fire Gospel Experience, all in control. Everything is in our Father, our Heavenly Father's hands. Amen. This is the portion of Fire the Gospel Experience where you talented word up artists, where you have this gift of engagement, of verbalization, of vocalizing your spiritual thoughts into words that bring harmony, and it just feels like sweet hymnal to our hearts and to our spirits. In Word Up Inspiration, my special guest is woman of God. She's no stranger to this Fire Gospel Experience platform. She hasn't been here in a while, but I went through my library, and Lord Jesus, she sent me this some time ago. So woman of God, motivational, inspirational speaker, author of many, many books for adults as well as children, phenomenal, spirit-filled young lady, woman of God, Tamika Reed, is here to talk about being positive.
Hey, Fire family. My name is Tamika Reed, and today I'm just stopping through to share an inspirational message with you. But first, I would like to say thank you to Mr. Ron. You are so amazing, Mr. Ron. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for bringing the word on today. Thank you for inspiring our lives on Saturdays and Sundays. You are amazing. Thank you. So listen, Fire family, an inspirational message that I would like to share with you on today is there's a lot of negativity in the world, which I am so glad that Mr. Ron brings this show to us, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, because there's so much negativity in the world, but there are some positive people in the world that can shine some light on others and can inspire others, you know, and it's just so amazing. It is so amazing. So listen, although there's a lot of negativity in the world, sometimes it's easy to sink in, and it's hard, so hard to get out of. But I like to say through this poem that I wrote for you today, stay away from those whom have tainted lives, negative vibes, tell all sorts of lies, because you ain't got time. Live your life, strut and strive, survive, keep hope and love alive. You can do without the negative lives deteriorating your mind, body and soul, spirit one whole. Take control of what comes and goes. Your life matters. Let the negative go. Your life becomes better once you quit and go. Forget the chit, the chatter. Mix up a batter. Good vibes, love and laughter. Hope for the best. Remember, life can be a test. Let your love shine through. Radiate good energy too. Give hope. Now that's dope. Always keep the positivity afloat. So always, 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 always surround yourself around positive people and always keep your thoughts positive. And remember, it is so easy to sink into the negativity that the world has going on. But if you keep your thoughts positive and your surroundings positive, everything will be okay. Okay? So, thank you, Fire family. Enjoy your day, your evening. Much love and light, peace and blessings, and thank you for having me. God bless.
Woman of God, Tamika Reed, flowing them verbalizations at y'all. Did y'all hear her? She said, chitter, chatter, batter, it don't even matter. And don't forget the words where she said, hope, float, and then, yeah, that's dope. That's dope. See, when you gifted like that with an extreme sanctified vocabulary, you could put words and phrases together, and then Holy Spirit God will come in and sew them bad boys together seamlessly on your ministry. Amen. That goes for everybody, not just those of us that have the gift of gab, so to speak, to speak and to share. We're not just gabbing hither and yon. We're not just popping our guns. We are declaring gospel truth from the lips of our experience. Amen. Woman of God, Tamika Reed, sent me that recorded message. And if you are that anointed person that has the gift of speaking and sharing poetically, emphatically, exhortation, you need to go ahead and send me that MP3 recorded. I'll transfer it to MP3. Send me that cell phone message recording. 3 to 5 minute inspiration as Holy Spirit God has led you to share it. And then email that bad boy to me to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. Just like Woman of God Tamika Reed, just like Woman of God Sharon Nicho wrote, just like Woman of God Kim Holiday, just like Woman of God Monique Mims, Monique Washington, just like Woman of God, Monique E. Russell, just like Man of God, EHA, the spiritual. Thank y'all for supporting and contributing, because it's all about giving God is just through praise. Since we talk about my homeboys from Detroit, here's another homeboy from Detroit. He's been special guest on my show. Y'all already know who I'm talking about. Man of God, Darius Twyman. All he wants to know is tell me where. And that's where he's going to go. Talking about God, what you got next?
Hey! Listen, it's time to go back and have some old school church. Matter of fact, I wrote this song for my mama. Hey, listen. Tell me where.
Tell me where.
Tell me where, where.
Tell me where, where.
Tell me where.
Tell me where.
Now tell me where, where.
Tell me where, where.
Where will I be when the Lord comes for me? Will I be lying in my grave or standing with hands raised? Will I be walking down the street looking for some lost soul to meet? I'm wondering. Tell me where, where.
Tell me where, where.
Woman of God, Sharina Henderson, author, motivational speaker, and born-again believer of our Lord Jesus Christ, grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who would speak life, love, and spiritual healing, deliverance, and growth into the atmosphere with a spirit of great worship, praise, and spoken word for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 409-923-8077 or by email at sharinahendersonbooks@gmail.com. I'm also encouraging you to read my books, Be Free Indeed, and my latest release, Breaking Through Heartbreak, for great spiritual insight, encouragement, and uplift. You can order my books at SharinaHenderson.com or contact me directly for your autographed copies. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep in tune and into Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
You came for me that I might live, that I might be. And you gave the gift of life to me. You came for me that I might live, that I might be. You came and you
Lord God, you have given us a fresh start, a brand new beginning all over again. The Lord's mercies are renewed every day. Every day is a fresh start for us to reevaluate and rededicate ourselves to our place in God. What is your relationship really, really all about? Woman of God, gospel artist Brenda Cueda, letting us know that that fresh start is right there just waiting on you. We are embracing for your spiritual uplift from the book of Psalms, number 84, verses 4, 5, and 12 will be where we will spend our attention And the Word of God says, in so many profound words, of course, reading from the Living Bible of the Word of God, how happy are those who can live in your temple, singing your praises. Hallelujah. Happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who want above all else to follow your steps. Verse 12 says, O Lord of the armies of heaven, blessed are those and blessed are those who trust in you. The psalmist begins his declaration about the wonderfully inspiring and awesome reality of how the astonishing and beautiful heaven awaits us. How amazing to ponder that one day this matchless and so elegant place leaves us speechless. Speechless in our pure amazement. That is, until we become so overwhelmed that we shout our praise and gratitude throughout our endless eternity. We shout glorious praise to our God, who is indeed the Lord of the armies of heaven. We who are and comprise the great number of God-ordained foot soldiers of the earth, a number so great that it would take an eternity to number us all, and still need eternity more to continue the count. Our endless numbers constitute the armies of heaven, who live, love, sacrifice, and even die believing Holy God at His word. And we live His words out in our lives to commemorate the life that our Lord Jesus gave for us when He sacrificially gave His life as our atonement to set us free from those inherited and earned sin from our lifetime. Psalm number 84 and 4 says, how happy are those who can live in your temple, singing your praises. Oh, yes, we are happy beyond a sheer happiness that we've never known and didn't even conceive of as being possible to attain. Happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who want above all else to follow your steps. So, how is it that we who have tendencies to become weak, undecided, compromising, and subject to failures find strength? Because, beloved, we find our strength in our faith in God. We Christian believers live in the strength that is our omnipotent God, who is the very epitome of strength. He who has no weaknesses, none at all. Luke 6, 47 and 48 verse says, but all those who come and listen and obey me are like a man who builds a house on a strong foundation, laying upon the underlying rock. When the flood waters rise and break against the house, it stands firm, for it is strongly built. Our faith is built on God. 2 Chronicles 20 and 6 says, O Lord God of our fathers, the only God in all the heavens, the ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth, you are so powerful, so mighty. Who can stand against you? And the answer is obviously no one. Nothing. We get that word nothing from a combination of two words that were compressed together. No thing. Nothing can stand against our God. So we must appropriate this knowledge that we are so truly blessed above all the peoples of the earth, beloved. Not because we're better than anyone else, but because we are better off than, and because we have chosen to put our whole weight of confidence that our Almighty God does great and mighty things for us, and He will and does keep every precious promise that He gave us in His holy word. Finally, verse 12 says, O Lord of the armies of heaven, blessed are those who trust in you. I've heard it said that the Holy Bible contains 365 promises from God, to and for his people. That means that Holy God has provided a great promise for every day of the year, intimately meaning a beautiful promise to us for every day of our lives. Lord Jesus, you just can't beat that with a stick. I want to thank all of you beautiful people for just being a part of this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry by listening, by sharing, by going to my archives in YouTube, Ron E. Jefferson. 3 years of Fire the Gospel Experience Ministry Radio is waiting on you, and you too, to always enjoy and be uplifted as you get your personal praise and worship going. I'm here to facilitate that spirit in a very small way unto God. I want to thank my special guest, man of God, CEO of Life Love Ministries, Robert Lee Jackson Jr. He came in and told so much profound truth. It just left me just feeling so much better about our God, how he has taken this man's life and done like he has done me. He has restored him and made him whole. I want to leave you with this final thought. God has given inspiration. I no longer say what I've been through, but I now say what God has brought me through. Lord Jesus, you have brought me through so many things. I just can't thank you enough. Thank you. Lord, you are so good. I want to give a shout out to all my Kingdom collaborators out there. Jerry Royce Live over there at Positive Power 21 Christian Media. Natalie Peaches over there at Gospel Songwriters Conference, GSWC Radio. And yes, Lavette Gillespie, Lady V over at Praise Him More Media. Pam Jones, the River and Word Gospel Radio Station. And then, of course, Stephanie McDonald over there at United Praise. Thank you all so much for syndicating this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry. It is an honor and a pleasure for me to be connected with you beautiful people that are doing God's work, God's will, and God's way. You want to be my special guest? Get in touch with me. I would love to have you be my special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience Radio, because that's what we do. We stick together. We incorporate our collective gifts together so that we can be impactful wherever we are. I don't care where you are. I don't care what it is you're doing. I don't care whatever it takes. God is going to use you to his full glory. Here's man of God, Lamont Sanders. He's basically saying amen to what I just said. Whatever it takes, Lord God, use it to your glory. And I surrender my all to you. So until next time, y'all be so blessed in the Lord that you have to go run and tell somebody about the goodness of our God. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Until next time, hallelujah. Go to our God.
I'm feeling real good right now.
It's a happy song. You can sing along. Let's go.
When everything seems crazy, it's your love that saves me. You alone are worthy, only you deserve it. My heart, my mind, my soul, my life. We gon' run, we gon' dance, we gon' sing. Lift our hands, whatever it takes. My day, we gon' run, we gon' dance, we gon' times your praise will be in my mouth. No matter what I face, I will give you the praise.
Share the bill, 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 share the